This is Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith-Needham. It's time again for our weekly movie review with our film critic, Casey T. Allen. Hi, Casey.
I'm back.
This week, you watched The Tomorrow War. Let's hear your take on this film.
The Tomorrow War was released on July 2nd and is available exclusively for streaming on Amazon Prime. When I watched this film conclude and I started to write this review, I thought to myself, where do I start? And anyone who's been a teacher or a judge on a reality competition series knows the phrase, where do I start, is not a good thing. The Tomorrow War stars Chris Pratt as a boring ex-military family man who is drafted into a future war alongside hundreds of other people, forcing him to time travel decades forward to fight a race of deadly aliens. These aliens are nicknamed White Spikes, I assume, because the term White Claw is already taken. Science fiction films are always great opportunities for exciting action sequences and experimentations with narrative structure, like Edge of Tomorrow from 2014 or Looper from 2012. The Tomorrow War includes an exploding helicopter crash, an exploding cruise ship crash, and a rushing snowmobile. Shocker, the snowmobile does not explode, but it does launch through the air like an Olympic pole vaulter. The action scenes and visual effects are complicated, and they're a lot. Unfortunately, the dialogue is as flat as an action hero's abs, since the lines lack any maturity and the performances lack any noticeable depth, except for the earnest portrayal by actress Yvonne Strahovski. Chris Pratt does a satisfactory job in the action scenes and comedic moments, but he's noticeably uncomfortable and wooden during the emotionally dramatic ones. Too many dad jokes and too many gunshots overshadow the thought-provoking themes of traveling through the future to better understand your past. It's a grim formula used all too often in action films, with or without aliens.
This is one of many summer blockbuster films, and usually you think of those films on the big screen, but this one, as you mentioned, is not available in theaters. What do you think of this trend?
I guess it's okay. It does help a lot to see a large-scale action film on the big screen. But what's more important than that is if the content of the film is good. That's more important than the size of the screen. This film just didn't have that. But Black Widow is scheduled to premiere not only on personal streaming platforms this weekend, but also in movie theaters. So that might give a jolt to audiences to get out of their houses more.
All right. Well, thank you for being here and talking movies with us. We'll look forward to more next week.
Thank you.